Welcome back to Learning How to Encourage Others, 9 Ways to Build Others Up. This time, we're going to talk about something very specific, and that is something you can do tangibly that builds somebody else up. You know, a lot of times we don't think about it, but the art of sending letters is being lost. You know, in Facebook and in places like that, you know, we can give a little encouragement when it comes to likes, you know, like. But likes are just everywhere. And in Facebook and all of that, it's important to be encouraging. And in another class, we're going to actually talk about social media etiquette, because there's a lot of sadness being spread on social media right now. But in general, to utilize social media in a positive way and to stay away from things that, even in a way, how do you call it, a passive-aggressive way, or little digs, and you know in your heart how easy that is to do on social media. So for one thing, on social media is to just develop a positive attitude and positive posting. But I want to talk specifically about sending snail mail encouragement. Romans 15, verse 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know what that is? That is an epistle. That is a letter. That is a written letter to a group of people. This is a beautiful time to write snail mail. When was the last time that you actually sat down and wrote a letter to someone and mailed it to them? Now, that would take some time, but I will tell you, that would be powerful. So here's my challenge. It's a simple challenge with a very short teaching today. Is who can you write a letter to and send the letter to a specific address, a handwritten letter of encouragement, where you put into practice some of the things that you've been learning, the discipline of encouragement, noticing others. Who can you write a letter to? And I'll even take that one step further. Who can you write an introduction or a positive word about in your letter? So let's say you're going to share a letter with George. In the letter, can you also share how Susan is a real blessing? So that in a snail mail, they call that snail mail, in a mailing handwritten letter, who can you share encouragement with? So it's a very simple teaching, but it's powerful. If you can sit down in a disciplined way and send snail mail encouragement.